Hi there. The word for you today is watch what you say. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 17, Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Decatius have been a wonderful encouragement to me. Now, most of us have no idea how much other people's emotions, self-esteem, and hopes are influenced by what we say. Paul said, Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Decatius have been a wonderful encouragement to me. If you've never heard of these three people, it's because most encouragers hate being the center of attention. They're happy to work in a support role, but the truth is, without them, very little would get done. The opposite of giving encouragement is spreading discouragement. And Paul says in Ephesians 4 verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 36, that you will give an account to God, and by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. What you say can never be taken back, and it'll be used as evidence for or against you one day. That's the point Jesus was making. Dr. Thomas Blackaby points out, and I quote, words can leave scars for a lifetime, and many people will never forget some of the things you've said to them, both good things, such as words of encouragement, and bad things, such as criticism and rebuke. Make the best possible use of words, so they bring blessings on others. So here's the question. Are your words encouraging? Can it be said that there is, quote, nothing crooked or perverse in them? David prayed in Psalm 141, verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, at the door of my lips. Keep me from saying things that are not right. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. So here's the point. Whatever you say should glorify God and lift others up, not put them down.